Stoner movie review coming up.
It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Country star Zach Brown was caught in the middle of a drug bust. This was in South Florida. People were arrested for cocaine and weed at the Four Seasons in Palm Beach. Only it seems like the cops are covering up the fact that Zach was even there. So there were 9 people involved in the first place. Most of them strippers and the guy, yes, strippers and the guy who brought the cocaine apparently had 30 grams on him to the party. They said there were 9 people involved. They gave the names of 8 and TMZ did some calling to say, okay, well, who is the 9th person? And they will not release the name of the 9th person in Zach Brown's hotel room. These people apparently are also huge fans of Zach Brown. So they're thinking they're letting them or letting him off the hook just to not get him in trouble. He is married.
Well, now everyone knows, and it's turned into a country song.
Yeah.
Again.
Absolutely.
Cops in my room. Got Destiny showing her poon. I got coke up my nose and I can't find my clothes. Please, Ossifer, don't tell my wife, 'cause she might take my life. How about I don't get caught, and please take this fireball shot. Fireball soothes all the ills of the world. So do Daisy Dukes and girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Booger sugar, why you so sweet?
Good bro country.
Thank you. Zach Brown, he's actually not really a bro country dude, though, right?
He's more rock and roll. I mean, hey, he was on the Foo Fighters Congregation song.
Yeah,
he
right.
did a collaboration with Chris Cornell. They kind of cross over.
I like him, and I like him even more now.
Yeah, he likes his little bit of chicken fried and strippers and coke. There you go.
So, movies this weekend. Oh, should probably tell you, there is a Deadpool 2 in the works. And I think we all knew that there would be a sequel because it was such a big hit, but... Yes, it is happening. You know, it's years away, but it is happening. And also, James Cameron has signed on that he's making 4 Avatar sequels.
I'm excited about that. I love the Avatar movies.
4, though?
Four? I guess they know what they're doing, right?
I would start with just 1.
Yeah.
1. Or maybe 2.
Even if you're planning on making 4, just say, like, 1. Just announce them 1 at a time.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Jungle Book opens this weekend, and this is the remake of The Jungle Book, and a real boy plays Mowgli, and all the animals are CGR. Bill Murray is in it as Baloo, Ben Kingsley as Bagheera, Idris Elba as Shere Khan, and Scarlett Johansson as Ka. And here's part of the movie.
I can't help but notice there's this strange odor today. What is it? The scent that I'm on. I think it was some kind of man cub.
Man cub.
Mowgli belongs to my pack, Shere Khan.
Mowgli? They've given it a name.
So, you get it.
Sounds good.
Let's hear what our stoner thought about the flick. He saw it last night.
All right, Radio Land. Friendly neighborhood stoner reviewer going today. We went to go see Jungle Book. I brought my kid with me today because I thought it'd be a good flick to go see. I remember Jungle Book when I was a little one. And I thought this couldn't be too bad to bring him to. And I wasn't disappointed. It was fun. It was a little darker, but it did a really good job with CGI. I mean, Kingsley was in it. I love ScarJo. And, of course, Bill Murray was in it. And I love Bill Murray. And he played my favorite. He played Baloo. Now, this is all about what I thought it was going to be. It didn't have no crazy walk like you song going on, which was epic. But the movie produced really well. I was happy. My boy was happy. And he doesn't really get happy too often. But, well, he does, but he gets spooked easily. He doesn't pay attention. But this movie, he enjoyed a lot. And me, I enjoyed it too. And didn't go too inebriated today. Got the chillin' with me.
But good.
Yeah, you can definitely go sober. You can go a little lit. Doesn't really matter for this flick. You won't be disappointed. This one gets high marks. I'll give it three primo dab hits with a couple of blunts. Yeah, Jungle Book's awesome.
I like that he pumped the brakes on the bong hits.
Yeah.
Going with the kid.
I know.
No children were harmed in the making of this Stoner review.
Critics love this movie. It's getting 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. As lovely to behold as it is engrossing to watch, The Jungle Book is the rare remake that actually improves upon its predecessors, all the while setting a new standard for CGI. I would actually like to see this too.
I want to see it.
I am not bringing my 9.5-month-old to this movie, though. Like, there's no, he can't handle it.
Well,
he can't handle like an occasional dropped book. That's what he's talking about. Like, my kid, along with the stoners, is easily spooked.
Like, gets scared at his own farts, kind of thing.
Yes. Yes. As we all are, actually.